Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Nicole Lee, the CEO of Saldiva, Inc. The company is a specialty and online retailer of new and vintage pop culture collectible, comic books, and memorabilia. Thanks for joining us today, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking about your new online auction business, the eBay drop-off service.
That part of the business is exploding. I don't know if it eBay, obviously everyone knows, is an insanely popular website and trading platform anyway, but with the economy being what it was, I mean, we're improving a little bit, but I think it has a great deal to do with people are just partially just interested in getting rid of anything that they possibly can to put a little bit of extra money in their pocket. But when they come in, usually we have return business time after time because they find out we actually can sell just about anything. So instead of people paying for storage units or taking up their extra bedroom or something, or their entire garage is full of stuff that's doing absolutely nothing for them, we can sell it. We sell locally, we sell across the United States, and we sell now to over 25 countries now. So sometimes it really doesn't even matter if something is in demand or how much money an American might have, because we might sell it to New Zealand. I think we even had a car shipped to New Zealand. So it's pretty limitless as far as what we can sell and who we can sell it to. We have stepped up the advertising for that into the business in the last few months, and nothing official yet, but we're actually at a point now where we need more space. We actually need to expand. We need more employees. I mean, it's beyond what I think any of us could have expected. And we're also the only, locally, at least in South Florida, I can say we're the only people legal to do this. We are what's called a registered eBay drop-off center. And the state of Florida actually requires now that anyone selling on eBay as a business like this, to have someone walk in the door and say, hey, please sell this for me, you have to have an auctioneer's license and you have to have an auction business license. So we're a fully licensed facility now. We are an auction house. We have an auctioneer on staff. And so if you drive down the street and you see a little sign up in somebody's little business that says, oh, you know, we sell on eBay, the chances are they're probably not allowed to do it, so we've been there, done that, spent the time, spent the money, and it's proving very, very good for us.
Well, great. And so talk about some of the trends in the market, do you believe your business is recession-proof, and some of the reasons why, and how well-positioned you are to capitalize on some of the market trends right now?
Well, so far we've been recession-proof by the fact that it all, with what we are, and it's such a unique situation, but it perfectly works, and that's why we're thinking about expanding it to other areas of Florida and to other areas of the country and different acquisitions that we're looking at right now. You know, we started off as this comic book and collectible store. It's about 2.5 years in this location now, as a brick-and-mortar location, as our first one. People started walking in the door as soon as we opened the door saying, hey, will you guys buy these old comics? Will you buy these old trading cards? Will you buy this? Will you buy that? That basically is how we've come to the point now where we're an auction house and a registered drop-off center, because we might not necessarily have the local clientele to sell whatever it is that these people wanted us to buy from them. So at first we turned a lot of people away, and then we kind of got smart and realized, well, you know, we sell some of our overstock on eBay. Why don't we just sell it for these people? And that's in the short story how we got to this point. By doing so, we bring people into our store who maybe if they hear the word comic book store, they think to themselves, why would I ever go in a comic book store? I don't care anything about comics. But everybody collects something. I don't care if it's a really wealthy, 80-year-old guy, if it's a really poor 10-year-old boy. Somebody wants to collect something. They've got an old vintage lunchbox. They got a baseball. They've got something. So when people walk through the doors here, and that's what the eBay Center is providing us, is a flow of traffic that we wouldn't normally have, they find out that our store is just this awesome place with all sorts of really cool stuff in it. You know, I mean, it's eye candy, if nothing else. Most of the time people buy things that they had no intention upon buying while they're waiting for us to drop off their eBay stuff. Then they tell other people about it. And it just, it's this big, exciting circle, I guess, if you will, the way it works, that they keep coming back, they buy from us, they sell to us. On both ends, we're making money. We're making the spread on the commissions on the eBay side of things, and then they go out front and they buy something else that we possibly got for next to nothing. So our percentages are over 50 almost all the time as far as profit margins, and sometimes they're nearly 100%. So it's hard to beat. It's an awesome situation that we're looking into expanding.
And do you guys deal with football cards as well?
A little bit. Now the thing is with baseball, football cards and stuff, if they're 1960s or earlier, they're really probably going to be worth something. I mean, I think this year we've sold a few trading card sets, baseball card sets, for $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, like the old things with the bubble gum in them and the little had a little stand-up baseball player in the card like that. I mean, those can be almost a gold mine. Now, stuff that you just had since 1992 is pretty much garbage at this point. You know,
yeah.
We can sell it if you just need to get rid of it. But that's the thing. Either it's a super hot item in current pop culture, or it's just something that you're going to have to sit and wait until everybody else throws it away, just like, you know, the baseball cards that we sold for this guy. Not everybody still has these bubblegum cards unopened from 1962. The guy who does has got a gold mine. So, I mean, we run into everything every day, all sorts of things. We sold a Fender amp that I think most people probably would have thrown in the garbage recently. It's like 1950-something, and again, we sold it possibly, I don't know, Germany, New Zealand, something like that. And it was several thousand dollars that the guy paid for it. It really looked like a piece of garbage. But that's the beauty in this. I mean, there's just nothing we can't sell.
Wow. And so I know it's not a huge sector, but what differentiates Zaldiva from other players in your sector? Is it just the innovative innovative approach?
Yeah, we're so unique. I mean, this year we've seen a lot of small comic shops that just didn't know what they were doing. They were over-ordering on all these new toys from new manufactured stuff. They were over-ordering. They were putting themselves out of business because of the economy the way it is. So we're in a good position locally as well because there's not so many of us. But, yeah, we are innovative in what we've got here. I mean, nobody else has this specifically. And, again, to even try and catch up with us, you've got to go spend a lot of time and money and figure out a lot of stuff that we've already accomplished. And it's not like we're just going to tell it. We're not going to give everybody the exact steps to it. But we're looking definitely at other possible acquisitions of some other, like, mom-and-pop comic stores or the little Hallmark-type store, you know, the little gift shops and this type of thing, sporting goods, collectibles places, NASCAR, anything that's a collectible type of situation where we could fall into, where we could also open, because with our licensing, set them up as an eBay drop-off center as well and keep expanding from there, we feel we could do extremely well with that. That's really what we're really considering this year and looking into.
Right, so I have several just kind of expand the distribution.
Expand by acquisition, yeah, absolutely. Just take on, you know, acquire companies that are already profitable but need a boost, because we can go in again and we can offer them the setup of an eBay drop-off center as well to bring more traffic to that already existing and profitable location and do the same thing there that we're doing here. So, I mean, we're looking nearby at first just for control issues, but we're looking to expand eventually, you know, nationwide. You know, you think back in the days of the Blockbuster, the little mom and shop rental places, they were all over the place. And Blockbuster came in and rolled them all up, and, you know, boom, they're not really around anymore. nobody's ever done that with a comic book store. Nobody's done that in this kind of area at all, and that's what we're really looking at and think that it could be big.
Yeah, certainly sounds that way. And so I know you talked about M&A activities. What about organic growth?
I don't really know what you mean by that. What do you mean by organic?
Well, you know, you're looking to kind of grow the company organically as well from the inside, and also through acquisitions, strategic acquisitions, and mergers.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're already growing from the inside. I mean, that's what by me telling you. I mean, we're busting at the seams almost literally as far as.
That's why you're basically looking to expand, is because of the.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just expanding to, I mean, we're thinking right now that possibly acquiring another building. The building that we're in used to be a house here in Fort Lauderdale. As a matter of fact, they turned the whole area into commercial properties. We knocked down the little house and put up our own big building. There's still other little houses around here, obviously. You know, it would be awesome, and that's what we're really, you know, it's on the back burner, but it's what we're looking at. Expanding that way to possibly let this place just be the comic book store again and have the eBay center next door. That would be ideal because we're actually that busy. Both parts of the business are holding their own. Both parts of the business could use their own building. You know, expanding beyond that, we're in talks with some people in Orlando. We've been talking to some people in New York. We've kind of partnered with a local trade show guy. You know, we're doing all sorts of things that, you know, nothing is set in stone yet, but we, again, just kind of have started in the last few months really, really actively trying to make this happen.
Good answer. And perhaps, Nicole, you could walk us through your background and experience and that of some of your management team at Zeldiva.
Well, I don't know how impressive I'm going to sound. I'm just from the School of Hard Knocks, and I'm an insanely hard worker, and have surrounded myself with people that know each end of this type of business really well, that I trust with not just my business, but, you know, probably with my life. So, I mean, it's a really, really good team. Wouldn't think twice about doing anything for any of them. So it's a very good, trusting situation that we're in. You know, I've been the executive vice president of another publicly traded company in the past. We took that stock to, I think, $15. So, I mean, that's really about it. I'm not really one to blow a lot of smoke my own way. But, you know, I know the collectibles end of the business. I know how to motivate people. I know how to get everything done if nobody else wants to do it. You know, sometimes you have to do everything yourself type situation. So we're a really good team. Everybody has their specialties. Everybody is really smart. Everybody is really trustworthy, and everybody is motivated to do the exact same thing with this, which is, you know, to hopefully take the company to NASDAQ. I mean, that's what ultimately we really want to do. Doing the roll-up situation, expanding, possibly franchising, all of these things are what we're thinking will get us there.
Well, it certainly does sound like a very close-knit group, and that's certainly, you know, the key to building a good business from the inside. And so in terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company's headed in?
Our current investors or potential investors?
Both.
Or both. you know, that's kind of like a do I have ESP? I don't know, honestly. I mean, I think the current folks do, the people who are certainly involved. Some of our investors come down and visit us from other states, and they, you know, everybody's always welcome to come in and hang out for days at a time and just see what it is exactly that we're doing. Potential investors are certainly welcome to do the same thing. You know, if you can get here and you want to come see the operation and see just exactly what it is, I mean, sometimes, you know, the picture is worth a thousand words, and truly this place would do that. When you walk in, and you hear us say these things to you, when you can see what's going on and you can actually see the thousands and thousands of items that we have coming in here and how overwhelmingly busy almost that we are, see what kind of profit margins we can make on these things, it's really an impressive situation.
Right. Well, I guess a better question would be, what are you doing a lot of things in terms of, getting the message out to new investors, such as, road shows, conferences, those type of activities?
Well, I mean, I know as a publicly traded company, a lot of there's not as much of that as maybe should be, although we're really this year starting to really go in that direction. And we do local comic shows, but that's a completely different ball of wax.
Right.
We developed our own characters later last year, Z-Man and Diva, for our business plan, which we did in the form of a comic book, because we figured, it's a much more interesting read and a much more interesting look than just your standard business plan. So we're trying different things like that to get people interested to see what's going on. So the kid at the comic store or the comic show is interested in it, but maybe he takes it home, throws it on the floor, and his dad, who is an investor, is like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
It says it's a business plan, looks like a comic book. I mean, so we're doing different things like that, and we're certainly
starting. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we're starting to bump it up. Now, the characters are still in development, but once we settle on what they really should look like, then we intend to actually do our own comic book as well. So
that looks like you guys have a pretty fierce-looking logo.
That's a Diva. If that's what I said earlier, that's one of the characters that's in development for the comic book. So we have Z-Man and Diva, that's Zaldiva. So we're working on the whole story with that as well. And, this industry, people don't really realize when you go to the movies. I mean, X-Men starts this weekend, or Wolverine, rather. I mean, that's obvious to most of us that that's a comic book, but, there's people out there that don't know that's a comic book. Most of the movies that people see, they don't, 300 was a huge hit last year. People don't know that that's a comic book. The Spirit, do people know that that's a comic book? Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of folks they go to the movies and they love a comic book and they don't realize it, So.
Yeah, Iron Man and,
Yeah, I mean, these things are huge.
Hulk
so
and,
all of that stuff filters back to us. Exactly. It all filters back to us, whether people realize it or not. Yeah, so we're trying to get people more aware. This weekend is also something called Free Comic Book Day. It's an international event. It happens the first Saturday of every May. So this week is super, super crazy for us because we're gearing up for that. We actually partnered with a local movie theater to go, and we're going to have Wolverine standing out there Friday night, and we're going to be advertising, doing some little giveaways and advertising our store that way. So at least locally we're doing everything imaginably possible right now, and we're looking at who we can trust and who we can hire on, and how we can go forward with expanding into other parts of the U.S.
Great, and once again joining us is Nicole Lee, the CEO of Zaldiva. The company is traded on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is ZLDV. Once again, Z as in zebra, LDV on the over-the-counter bulletin board. Currently trading at 23 cents per share. And before we conclude, Nicole, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Zaldiva as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think. And again, this is less of my cup of tea, but I mean, $0.23 trading right now. It's been, this particular stock has been as high as 2-something, a little over 2. With everything that we're doing right now with the profit margins that we have, I think it's really low. 23 cents is really low. I think the market is getting better, and I think that we expect nothing but good things from here on out. So I think right now it's a really good buy. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there is absolutely no way it's going to stay there. As far as everyone involved in this company is concerned, there's absolutely no way it's going to stay there. Again, it's a little bit hard to put it in words for people to understand. I wish I could just invite everybody here and say, just come on down and, check it all out, because that's what's really impressive about it. We put as much out there as possible, but again, sometimes it's difficult to get people to see just how cool something is without actually seeing it for themselves.
And where can investors and customers go for more information?
They can go to Zaldiva.com, which is the name of our store and the name of our website, too. They can just call us if they'd like. Our store is 954-938-4133. Or they can stop by if you happen to be in Fort Lauderdale. It's 331 East Commercial Boulevard, which all of that information is on the website. So that's the easiest thing. Go to Zaldiva.com. Pay us a visit, give us a phone call, drop us an email, whatever you'd like to do.
Well, great. Sounds like you have a very open door policy, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Nicole.
No problem.